The last thing state social workers want to do is take kids away from their parents. Drug abuse is usually the issue that puts children in foster care. The immediate problem, though, is that there's often no place for the kids to stay while social workers scramble to find a safe placement. There's a new program in Bellingham that aims to eliminate the foster care gap. We get the story from reporter Sarah Eden Wallace.
Alex Vistron is a supervisor at Child Protective Services in Bellingham. He's one of those social workers racing against a ticking clock to find foster homes for kids. It usually takes a few days, so that means the office often looks like a daycare.
You know, it's a big office. They run around in huge circles in and out of cubicles. You're filing dependencies, you're going to court, you're doing a lot of work, and it is not easy necessarily to be caring for a 2 or 3 year old throughout that time as well.
All the social workers pitch in, taking turns watching kids for half an hour, 45 minutes. Vistron recalls one kid in particular.
The little guy we started calling Peanut slept on the couch here in the office. He spent a lot of times with social workers just going around the office.
But there was a happier solution for Peanut and his sister.
In this case, we did find Skookum, and both kids were able to go to Skookum, which was great.
This bedroom we call the flex room.
Skookum House is a new kind of temporary foster care home. Kids can stay for up to 72 hours until they go to a permanent home. The legislature authorized this kind of group home care in 2013. Skookum was one of the first places to open up.
This is the girl room, and it's very
It looks like any other house in its cozy Bellingham neighborhood, with flowers by the doorstep and a swing set in the backyard. Ray Deck directs Skookum.
What we do is we buy time for the social worker to do that investigation and make a decision about what is the best place for the child to be.
How was breakfast? Good?
On the day I visited, two sisters had just arrived. They were eating breakfast and getting the lay of the land.
Can we go look at the yard?
Yeah, we'll be able to go out and look at the yard, yeah.
Again, Ray Deck.
When you're entering foster care, that's a big, giant bowl of mystery. How long am I going to stay here? When can I see my mom again? Is my mom all right? We get to show kids that being in foster care isn't scary by giving kids a really fun weekend for their first weekend in foster care sets the tone and calibrates their expectations about what the future is going to be.
I thought somebody made their bed really nicely. That was you. Wow.
The kids sleep in bunk beds with homemade quilts. They're fed home-cooked meals, taken to doctor's appointments, to the playground, to a donut shop, maybe for the first time in their lives.
So whenever you're ready, come on down.
Only 10% of Skookum's funding comes from the state. It runs mostly on donations. 130 volunteers work here. Sarah Ann Evans is one.
One child had spent a majority of their time in a vehicle. That's how they lived. That's where they slept. And this child was intense energy. We just played along. I mean, right? That's what we get to do. We get to play. Like, when we come, I don't really have to parent. I get to play and have fun.
Evans was once in foster care herself as an infant and was later adopted. She's a full-time mother of three, so she feels for these kids, how they need to jump on comfy couches and build pillow forts.
As a mom, if I can just give them, like, comfort and that safety and a fun time and yummy food, then that's what I can give these children.
It's important because these kids face huge problems. 90% are victims of neglect. They've operated without the support of parents. Their focus has been on surviving. Skookum's Ray Deck.
If you're spending all of your emotional energy and your physical energy keeping yourself alive and keeping the people around you alive, you're not spending that time learning how to make friends or learning your times tables or learning fractions. The only way to resolve it is for kids to have a safe place where they're cared for and allowed to be children.
And there's more, according to social worker Fitzstron.
There are a lot of children that have sort of attachment disorder concerns, meaning that they will come in here and it's as if they never were there. We have children within minutes calling social workers mom or dad, or because they never had that bonding.
Who's missing socks?
Well, I found some in the thing.
So oh, good.
There are only two other homes like Skookum in the entire state of Washington. Fitzstron says he could use 5 just in Whatcom County.
Do you want to wear my tennis shoes or the couch?
Until that happens, there's a small fleet of battered strollers in the Bellingham offices where he works, and a host of social workers taking turns wheeling kids around the cubicles. In Bellingham, I'm Sarah Eden Wallace, KOW News.